Welcome to Austin, Texas. We are visiting with America House and talking to entrepreneurial ecosystem builders from across the country as they come into Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. Well, welcome everybody. It's exciting to be here and to talk about the ecosystems that are growing across Texas. We've been seeing a lot of movement over the last few decades, but really in the last 5 years, I'm excited to see what Texans have been doing. So we have a great panel here. My name's Justin McKenzie. I'm the host of the Building Texas Show, and I'm talking to ecosystem builders, business owners, entrepreneurs across the state, and they're excited about what's happening in Texas. And right now, talking to mayors, mayors are investing in these programs. They're really looking at how can we build more founders from our communities. So I'm excited to hear what these communities are doing and welcome you to introduce yourselves.
Thank you. My name is Preston James. I am the co-founder and CEO of DIB Inc. DIB Inc. is a nonprofit ecosystem builder based here in Austin, Texas. Our focus has been generating social economic equity through entrepreneurship, specifically for diverse founders. Our long tail mission and vision is really about driving ownership and wealth generation through entrepreneurship. And so we've been operating since 2016. We've had helped launch over 150 companies. Those companies have raised an estimated of $28 million in early stage capital. We've had two exits, both by female founders. And we also launched about 3 years ago. Actually, this is our third year, a paid internship for diverse college students who are looking to break into entrepreneurship and also tech. So at the end of this summer, we would have placed 165 diverse college students into internships with early stage startups throughout the state of Texas. So we're really excited about where we're going and excited to be in Austin and also across the state, Houston, Dallas, and also San Antonio. So a lot to talk about, but I'll keep it short so we can keep this moving.
Good afternoon, everyone. Pam Citrin. I am fairly new to Texas, so I intentionally launched in North Texas, Arlington, Texas, specifically a global wealth tech accelerator, which in those 2.5 years gave me the wonderful opportunity to meet CS and all the wonderful stuff. So thank you for having us and putting this together. Her energy is priceless. And what we focus on is a growth stage company. So we look all over the globe, run a program twice a year to bring organizations into North Texas, but our program is about growing their revenue. So they have to be in market. In 2.5 years, we have had 5 exits out of our 30 companies. We've had 4 of them already focused on relocating. So that's over 10% of the 30 companies that we've had that will relocate their headquarters here. We focus a lot on usually about 20% of the cohort is international. So that's where we're seeing a lot of traction. But I did come develop this down here as a nonprofit from New York after watching for the last 10 years of being down here a lot for business and board work, just the growth of what has happened in Texas. And so we intentionally, I saw that there wasn't a lot of what I would call more institutional innovation in North Texas. And I think we've done a really good job. But before I finish, I have one question. Does anybody know what happened 37 years ago in innovation today? Anyway? All right. The proposal of the World Wide Web. And so if we go back and we think about the impact that that had on all of us and our families in the world, in our coworkers and our governments, I think we should be very mindful to what's going to come in front of us with this AI. And I think that connecting communities and bringing us all together wherever we're at is going to be as important as it's ever been in our, at least in my career. So I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Howdy and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Justin Martinez. I wear 3 hats. I'm a tech founder, tech investor, an ecosystem builder. I'm born and raised in Houston, Texas A&M Engineering Mechanical. And I did that for a few years. And then I ended up in San Francisco in 97 to work for a startup. And that stayed for 25 years. So I've been back home since March of 2022. I was recruited by the Great Use of Partnership out of San Francisco in 2019 to come and be part of the emerging tech ecosystem in Houston. Fast forward, I'm at Angerton at the ION, supporting Latinos in tech under my nonprofit, support the under banner of the Latino Startup Alliance. And then last year, or on 24, I expanded my footprint to downtown Houston, supporting all technology startups. So right now I have about 5,000 square feet of co-working space and also the events floor, which is about 19,000 square feet. That's where we're hosting our second Texas Venture Fest in Houston. We had about 60 speakers. And so it's been a blessing to be back in Texas, a blessing back in Houston, and just really excited about the growth that we're seeing in Houston and all the work that's being done. And I'm happy to share more stats shortly.
It's a good reminder that Texas Venture Fest has been a great tool for us across the state to drive introductions, collaboration, and conversation. So we're talking about a large geographic area up here that is focused on different types of tech, different types of innovation. But tell me what's working in your space today, and then where are you collaborating across the state?
We've been at this for 10 years, starting up in Austin. And I can tell you from my perspective, Austin is extremely collaborative, extremely friendly ecosystem, right? And it's definitely the most mature ecosystem in the state of Texas. And then where we see the success has been, you know, not just with the founders, but with the universities and corporations and, foundations really contributing to the full spectrum of, you know, what the ecosystem is supposed to have, right? And the mentorship. And we've been seeing dramatic growth over the last 10 years of our last decade with the talent pools that have come here, the executive level presence with the amount of funding that has come into Austin to what really watch it grow extensively over the last decade. And I think the real beauty when you look at Texas is, yes, it's one of the largest economies in the world, you know, eighth largest. We're still, you know, really tapping, you know, early, right, in terms of the Houston market, Dallas market, what it could really truly be from an innovation perspective. And so recognizing the fact that we're all really 3 hours away from each other, less than 3 hours away from each other, the collaboration is real. And so the opportunity, you know, DivInc expanded into the Houston market back in 2021, and, you know, had been there since that time. And our ability to collaborate with the Dallas market, you know, as far as not just in the heart of Dallas, but also as far as Frisco and McKinney and, you know, some of the universities out there. And then also kind of, you know, tapping into San Antonio as well. So I think everyone is just really reaching out, wanting to be the best that they can possibly be and help each other build the ecosystems as well as we possibly can. I had an early experience where the Angel Network group here, Central Texas Angel Network, based here in Austin, had an initiative. One of the founders of Central Texas Angel Network had an initiative to really help start angel networks all over Texas, right? And that was his goal, right? It's like, let's get as many angel networks around Texas. Why? Because his vision was all these angel networks collectively can come together and co-invest in the best companies and emerging companies around the state of Texas. So, you know, when you look at ecosystems that are really growing and doing well, it is critically important that that type of collaboration has to happen on a regional state level. And Texas is doing extremely well. Austin, I would say Austin is leading, but Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and other small pockets are actually contributing to that overall regional state success.
I might add a little controversy, because one of the things that I see, having come into the DFW area, and locating in Arlington was a lack of capital. So I think there's angel capital, but if you look at the growth of true venture capital, it's grown 100% in 5 years. And it's not even touching the surface of some of those other areas. But what we do have, particularly in North Texas, is, you know, the second, third largest corporate headquarters. And that's everyone from a Schwab. Now we have all the financial services companies and workforce moving there. Okay, that's going to lend itself because I find four founders, and I have been on Wall Street for 40 years, and I built multiple companies. So this was a way of connecting. But the capital that we can also leverage from strategics, I think will make a very different impact on Texas, particularly North Texas, as that venture capital level starts catching up. And I think how we engage the corporates in our innovation scene, which we've done a lot of on the East Coast, I've seen it happen other places, I think we can basically, because of where we're at in the maturity cycle, we can leapfrog some of the things that have taken people a little bit longer to do, but very excited about it. But I found a little bit of good on the angel side, a little less on the institutional capital.
So when we think about collaboration, you know, I see it twofold. One is within Houston itself. So Houston doesn't do a great job of promoting what they have. So that's the unfortunate challenge that we have within the Houston area. So we have Helix BART, which is MedTech and Life Sciences. We have in Texas Medical Center, TMCI, which is also supporting MedTech, digital healthcare. We have Greentown Labs, which is supporting climate tech and energy transition. We have the ION, which is supporting a couple of new initiatives. One is RABA, which is an AI accelerator. So it's the intersection of corporates and startups supporting one another through a pilot. We also have the Collective, which is combining AI and sports tech as well. And then we think about the space park that's going down by NASA. You know, so Texas A&M is leading that. They're putting about $200 million. They're building a moon and Mars simulation as far as like the ground, the earth itself. And so really exciting. We also have Project Play in Sugarland. And then we have Kubio, which is also doing biotech as well. And so it's been great to see all this since I arrived in 2022. And then when we think about the state of Texas, you know, I'm hearing a lot of, hey, let's collaborate and lead with Texas first. So I was part of a Reggie delegation about a couple of months ago, where we took 14 Latinos from the state of Texas to Israel and did a whole startup nation tour. And then next week, I'm going to Monterrey, Mexico, to do another delegation between Silicon Valley, Texas, and being able to see how we can collaborate and work together with startups and also investments. On the investing side, you know, it's still a challenge. Like most places, we're that early stage capital. We don't have enough of that pre-seed and seed. And so GHP is a great news of partnerships about to embark on a program for emerging fund managers and also an educational program for creating more LPs. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, it's there's a lot there, and unfortunately, we just don't do a great job promoting it.
Well, we do have a history of Texas investors looking at the coast. So we want to encourage our investors, strategics, angels, to look internally at Texas because we're seeing tremendous innovation, and it's founder-led innovation. It's community-led, the rural community. San Angelo Abilene just launched their angel network in cooperation with CTAN, Central Texas Angel Network. And that's bringing in rural investors that aren't your standard angels. So it's exciting to see. Defense tech, space, there's a lot going on. So CBR advisors, CBR sitters, they're coming back this year. There's a lot of activity on defense and space in Texas. So I want to encourage founders to really look around and say, where can we find that funding? And it's here in Texas, but you have to look for it and you have to plug into these communities to be involved in it. So I want to say exciting stuff happening, but our Texas investors really do need to come back and look at Texas.
One of the things when I was down here is meeting with bunches of people when I first came down or before when we were looking to set the organization up. And what I heard over and over again, that they thought that if the founders are coming here looking for money, they had failed on the coast. It was just a perception. It was far from real, but it's a mindset change that has to happen. I mean, there's more money here than most places, you know, throughout the country. So I think it's a mindset shift. But I will put a plug for fintech because, you know, if you look at the workforce, it's come from financial services. and who's got their campuses, their technology campuses from Goldman, Schwab, Robinhood set up here. I mean, the massive amount of that growth in North Texas will make us probably within 3 to 5 years the largest fintech startup culture in the world and beat out New York. It's just like happened in Charlotte about, 10, 15 years ago when the banks relocated there. So I think we'll see a lot of fintech.
We've also seen historical oil and gas companies announce this week that they're domiciling back to Texas. Yes. And that's going to be incredible for driving innovation in that space, which oil and gas touches so much. So as we come into the next set of questions, we've talked about a lot of ecosystems across the country, and I think to our idea of how do you get funding, what's working, what's not working for founders coming into these ecosystems and trying to get started? I know we can talk about early access to capital, but what else are their struggles that we as ecosystems could review?
I mean, I'll start off, my focus for the last 10 years has been around diverse founders. And so, and Jesse knows this because we had the same battles, as we were working. But, one of the biggest challenges that I had seen and the reason why I started DevInc was that the communities were relatively strong, but then they weren't necessarily inclusive. And so what I saw was that diverse founders were not necessarily getting equitable access to resources and opportunities. And so DevInc was founded and built, focused on being that bridge in the community to try to drive more inclusive innovation. And then, when people talk about capital and the challenges associated with capital, I would challenge people to say, hey, look, why don't you 10X that challenge for diverse founders, right? And so diverse founders, if you're talking about venture capital, yeah, we're getting less than 1%, women are getting less than 2% of venture capital. But then you go on the angel side, the story's a little bit better on the angel side. So we do need to do better. I mean, this Texas is a booming ecosystem. And we just want, a full participation, equitable access to participation and opportunities and resources for diverse founders to bring that innovation to the table as well. And it's not so much about being a unicorn, right? It's not about that. For me, I look at sort of like the middle exit economy where we can build companies that are really successful, but they can exit somewhere between 25 and 300 million, right? And still really outperform the VC industry, right? And we can do that, right? So we have to have a mindset shift around, not everybody's made to be a unicorn. The majority of exits in the United States are in that, 25 to 300 million, range. And so we need to build better companies and companies that are more, ecosystems that are more inclusive across the board. We could talk about early stage capital all day, but, the culture in the community has to be successful no matter where you are. It doesn't matter. And I love the story of Bill Tulsa. If you can invest in ecosystems like that, you will empower and you will expand participation and create greater success, greater economic growth, not just for a demographic, but across the entire region, because it's more on you expanding the participation. So,
thank you. I think one of the things that we have to think in our ecosystem building in light of how fast the tech is moving, whether it's defense, whether it's space, whether it's finance, I think that we have to diversify these meetups or how we collaborate. And we need business people in the room. We don't need it all to be a bunch of funders and a bunch of founders. If we're not putting the buyers in the room with the startups, that's what they need. And so I think that how we shift that a bit, that's what we focused on in the program and what I've been able to kind of build around North Texas. But founders need customers, no matter how good they are, but the sooner they get in front of those customers. So I'm all about how do we help them commercialize? And if we've got a room in an innovation center, have we looked to our business community? Have we looked to the types of founders that are there and made sure that we have corporate representation at all of the events and all of the things that we do? because AI is going to be the hardest thing for any founder to sell, because we have a different kind of fear. Fear that if I is just the right one, what's going to come next? We have all the kinds of new catalysts for this change. And that's why there's been, I think, an important part of the corporate world missing. And we need to make them a prominent part of our ecosystem rooms.
I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off what something that Preston said initially, the startup culture. So after spending 25 years in San Francisco, you know, the culture there is 24/7. So the grind and hustle is real. And if I think about the Houston ecosystem, it really does the bow to that all the time. And so that's where you see the challenges of that misalignment between founders and investors, right? Is the venture really venture backable and scalable? Is it truly a small business or is it a lifestyle business? And so there's some misalignment that we're seeing. And so how do we correct that, right? So what we want to do is really curate that culture for the right founders because they believe in it, right? It may not be healthy, it might not be the best thing for you, but you just do whatever it takes to ensure that you get your venture up and going and get it funded.
I want to wrap up and thank CS again for this opportunity and for our annual meetup as a venture group around the state. It also is important to call out each of those answers. This ecosystem building is different than economic development. And so we need the ecosystems represented in that conversation. When we're talking about economic development, it looks, it feels very different than cranes and walls. And we need to focus a lot on the founders and the people and what's going to get them stood up and moving forward. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thanks so much for everything that y'all do.
Be sure to like and follow the Building Texas show and keep up with all of the work that we're doing across the state and how we are building Texas.